Well, it is finally here. Thank goodness. It seems like the wait has been forever. I know our next guest has had to use every second of the time to get prepared for this year's edition of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Mike Fay here with me. Of course, Jordan Young up north. And we are kindly joined by Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, who, folks, I'm not joking when I say this, he's literally still working the phones and texting, and there's still a ton of work. You had some extra time to prepare. Something tells me you used every single second. How are you, Jason?
Doing great. Good to be with you guys. Yeah, we're here. It's go time. It's show time. We're ready to go. We are putting all of our year two ideas into play here in year four, given we've had kind of three very different years, right, these last few years. But we've got the best event, the best field in store that we've ever had to date, and we're excited it's upon us and excited to get going.
Such a great location, such a historic course. Everything about this screams magic as far as I'm concerned. And I think, again, people are always obsessed with the field, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things in regards to the field, including the winner of the Shippen today. But I think when you see the guys that show up for this tournament, it kind of speaks for itself, the buzz that is out there about the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Yeah, tons of buzz. I think, you know, the beauty of being here in now our third year finally is we're getting a lot of players that have been able to make a lap around at least once, if not twice, maybe three times, the golf course and the city, and they have a feel for it. And, you know, all these guys got 20, 25 places they call home, you know, out of 50 opportunities. And once you go through majors and all the other opportunities they have to play, it really comes down to a handful of places to call home. And, you know, Detroit has proven to be an amazing home for those that have came. Word's getting out about that. The golf course, as you mentioned, is the best shape it's ever been, and the guys love it. They love coming here. And all those things bodes for what is the best field we ever had. And our position this year leading in the FedEx Cup unquestionably helped our field as well with guys looking to position themselves for that big run.
Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, kindly joining us on site. We're going to be here all week, all the shows at JR. We're going to have a two-hour edition of Spin on Golf on next Sunday as well. You know, we talk about the field. I think it's safe to say the field is nearly set, Jason. There's so much rumor and speculation about who might be next. Is anybody else coming? But as I said, I'm watching you work the phones. Is there still some more to come, perhaps?
Well, I mean, the field is set. The field is set. We do have one other player that will be coming into the field. We're making that decision here now. Wesley Bryan, who we offered a sponsor exemption to, actually, as a result of a withdrawal, Brendan Todd's not going to be here this coming week, but that puts Wesley in on his own number. He gets in on his own. Therefore, we get that sponsor pick back for a restricted exemption, which has to go to a full someone with status in the PGA Tour. So we're actually right now in the process of making that decision and are hopeful to bring potentially a top 50 player in the world into the field who doesn't actually has special temporary status. And we think is very deserving of the opportunity. And so I reached out to Mike Tirico, who sits on the Bracket Giving Fund boards, a fellow committee member on the selection committee for exemptions. And we're so there'll be one other player to be added to the field, and we'll be making those announcements later and probably first thing in the morning.
I know one guy has got to be extremely happy. He won his way into this field. What a fantastic John Shippen we had. Talk about competitive. You know, all one has to do is look at the scores, and it kind of tells the tale. But congratulations to Wyatt Worthington II.
Yeah, unbelievable finish by Wyatt. I mean, goes out yesterday, shoots 73. Felt like he was hitting it good. Just nothing really went in, and stayed true to form. I mean, Wyatt played last year, played pretty solidly, and the John Shippen didn't make it. Came back, loved the golf course. Came out today and shows what he's got. You know, goes out and shoots 7 under, including a topped Cole Roll top on 17. Finds a way to get it in the hole from there. Missed a 2-footer and still, fires 7 under today to win. I mean, these guys are good, and they need a spotlight. They need attention. We've got to find a way to get more attention for these great young black players in the game, and the John Shippen aims to do that. And Wyatt's a great representative guy, PGA America member, mini tour guy. Played in the PGA Championship this year. I think all of those opportunities and taking advantage of those, getting those opportunities and taking advantage of them creates advancement and development, and that's what this platform is all about, and the reason that a guy like him has an opportunity to do this and go out and show what he's got. So we're excited for him. He'll be in the field, and he's jacked. He's jacked to be here. We're so excited for Wyatt.
It's awesome. It's going to be great. Jason, last week we had Joe Hooks on, and he finished tight fit. Outstanding.
Yeah, Joe really, I mean, yeah, what a great player, and, you know, he's right there too, you know. I mean, just so close. Just so close, and I think he's somebody who, you know, is the golf course, and I know he was hoping to get it done today, right in the mix throughout the day, and, you know, Wyatt just got hot and just wouldn't relent, and really put a great number up. And, I mean, look, that number gets it done. I mean, he goes out. I mean, playing the same golf course, not like we're playing some forward tees, and wind got blowing today, and, you know, 6 under, you're playing, you know, he goes out and can replicate that over the next couple of days. He's going to be playing Saturday and Sunday.
Jordan Young, of course, up north. Jordan, I know you wanted to chime in with something for Jason Langwell, our guest here on Spin on Golf, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Yeah, no, just about the shipping. I mean, I'm up north, and here I am checking out the scores all day, trying to see who's doing well, and it was tight. I mean, I think you had 12 guys under par, and
it's amazing,
they're golfing
right?
their ball, and it was tight. There's like 4 or 5 guys at 3 under there with about an hour to go, and it was kind of exciting. So, I mean, the buzz is there, and it's for real, and these guys played great. So congrats to Wyatt, and hopefully he has a good week.
No, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, it really is an unbelievable – it was a very competitive field. I mean, when you came down to it, I mean, especially when you look out here, you've got, you know, anything can happen on 14. We had 3 guys this week make eagle. I don't know if we had 3 guys in the Rocket Mortgage Classic the last 2 years make 3 threes in 4 rounds. Let alone, you know, 3 years. So, they're really bunched up, but it could have been anyone's ball game down the stretch. And 17, anything can happen on 17 going for it in 2. And we put it in an accessible location on 18 to make for drop. Michael Herrera missed, I'll call it a 9 to 10 footer up the hill, a little right to left, and just didn't have enough pace on it to actually would have sent it into a playoff. We would have went out there 3-1-3 and played it off out there, probably like last year, with 5, 6, 7, 8 holes around. But really competitive field, really great week, and just a great opportunity to provide an opportunity for the top black players in the game to come out and show what they're made of.
Well, if you're still looking to get out here, maybe you want to come back or you want to check it out for the first time. There are still some limited tickets available, correct?
There are. We're working towards a sellout, similar pacing to 2019, where I think fans will be able to get tickets early week, maybe right up to first round. That's going to get tight, especially in the weekend. So we're encouraging fans, especially with Tony Finau coming off his win, coming out here. No, we've seen the social channels and the web traffic building throughout the evening. So we're expecting that to be reflective in our ticket sales numbers tomorrow. But you know, just having the best field that we've got too, with Will coming. Excited to have Zalatoris here and Cam Young, and, you know, Ricky, you know, is finding his form as well. You know, Kisner's excited. He's going to be added to the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble. He's pumped to be in that, and along with Jason Day and Adam Scott. Yeah, Finau, right? How about that? I mean, that guy, I mean, look, back-to-back, why not? I mean, you know, he likes his golf course and has been out here quite a bit, and I know he was looking to you know, forward to coming back here and playing the weekend again and making a run at the championship.
Well, I know you guys aren't ones to pat yourselves on the back, so we'll do it for you. This is so much more than a golf tournament. We've talked about it since we started this show, and I know the guys have done that even longer. Mike, as you pointed out, 17 more Tech Cups. 17 more Tech Cups. I forget the number off the top of my head. I apologize. Well, it's gone from 43% to 67%?
Yeah, we were 40% digitally included a year before we started Changing the Course initiative to end the digital divide. And we sit here today at almost 70%,
that's 67.5%,
but we're not 100%.
Yeah,
we've still got a ways to go. We're not going to stop till we get there. But great progress made in just a couple short years, over $3.2 million raised. That's why Dan Gilbert did this, why he brought the Rocket Mortgage Classic to town, to not only shine a spotlight on the city, but impact the outcome here. And that's what Rocket Mortgage is all about in the city. It's what we're about as an event. And our Change of the Course initiative is our best demonstration, and it's our reason for being. It's why we do what we do. And it's important fans know when they come out and they buy a ticket or they buy a hot dog or they're buying a shirt or sitting out that high noon sun deck enjoying a high noon, that it's going to help end the digital divide. And that's unique. That's what makes us and all of golf events unique to sport, as we're 501c3, and all proceeds go to our mission. Which is and will be to end the digital divide here in Detroit.
Great stuff. Can't wait. Awesome. You guys, every year it seems it gets better and better. year two of four. Is that how we're going to say it, Jason? It's really year two of four. Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. It's our first, second year in year four. Yeah.
I can't wait to like 12 of 36 or something like that.
No, don't say that.
Hey, Jason, thanks as always. And you need anything, we're always here.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, will continue to talk up this field, this great event, as well as we are live from the DGC, of course, the home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, right here on 760 WJR.